Good morning.
Good morning.
17 years ago, I came to Briar Street Baptist Church as a supply pastor. Later, I became a pastor. BJ, you've been here six now, haven't you?
Seven.
Seven, okay. And Brother BJ came on board. Seven became co-pastor. I'm sure glad I had a co-pastor because I was getting pretty bad. But I want to express my sincere thanks for allowing me to have the opportunity to pastor this church. And I wanted to listen to the message this morning very carefully. Can you folks hear me in the back? One of the shortest books in our Bible, we find one of the most important words of our Christian faith. The word's application is quite possibly more important than any other in the history of this nation. Jude chapter 1. Turn there, if you will, in your Bibles, if you have them with you. The first two verses, we find this word. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother of James, then that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. What word do you suppose it is? The word preserved. That's an important word. And I want to preach to it this morning, so bear with me. When I, during my study, was thinking about it, it reminded me of my mom. Every spring, we look forward to preserving vegetables, fruit, all that. I think most of you maybe remember that time when preserving was a big deal. I mean, that was just every spring. It did. And when the grapes were ripe and the strawberries were ready and the rhubarb and other fruits, she preserved them. Now, preserves were kept fresh. Many times, even till the next season. Study of this word gives us five important facts as to its meaning and application to the church. The real purpose of the church in the day of hypocrisy, this day that we live in, the day of hypocrisy and profanity. You cannot go to the TV set without seeing it. It's all around us. So I want to list these five meaningful words of definitions of this word. And be patient with me, because I don't write as well as I used to, and I can't read my own writing half the time. But here are the five meanings, and then we'll talk about each one separately. Number one, kept. K-E-P-T, kept. Number two, protected. Number three, prepared. Number four, maintained. And number five, saved for later use. I was drawing a dictionary, and that's what the word preserved means. And I looked in my concordance, and it's only used a few times in the whole Bible. But Jude used it, and his nation was going through much like what our nation is tasting today when he wrote it. So let's look at the word kept. The Father is keeping you and I, if we are Christians, to be used as examples in a word unfamiliar with the Christian life. In humanity's insane use of self-divulgence, political power, ignorance of true religion, as recorded in this book. If you and I are truly followers of Jesus Christ, we have the power because we are kept here for the purpose of witnessing for our Father who is in heaven. The Bible clearly shows there is a cost to be paid when we do this. Sure. It's a cost Jesus Christ faced daily. And he ended up on the cross and in a tomb until Easter. Are we willing to pay that price? Are we? In this nation? The church? Is the church ready? The real church? I think we need to think seriously about that. The church in America today is too silent about too many things. And we're kept for one reason, to witness for God. There is a cost that. Think about it. Number two, we are protected. Thank God. Amen. The Christian is protected. Worst thing you can do is kill us. What happens then? What happens then? Gonna be with him. Think about that. That's an amazing thing. We are prepared. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Well, this may be his idea. Maybe. He may be. And it may not be. There are at least 17 times through the scriptures we'll find they thought it might be the end of the world. There may be 17 more, or this may be. But we, beloved, if you're born again, are prepared for it. A lot of those folks out there aren't. So number one, locks in a number two, doesn't it? If we're prepared, it is our responsibility to help others be prepared. Amen? You may not like their politics. You may not like the color of their skin. God help us. That's a shame, isn't it? And we're living in that right now. Today. You can hide from it if you want to, but it's there, amen? Well, I'll tell you what. We're prepared for one reason and one reason only. And that's because a carpenter walked out of a tomb one Sunday morning. Think about it. He rose again. Set us free. Paul said it so well. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Simple statement. Something to think about, isn't it? So, number one, we're kept. Number two, we're protected. Number three, we are prepared.
That's right.
Amen? Of all the people in this world, we Christians are prepared. Now, I assume this morning everyone here is a born-again Christian. But if you want, it's never too late. If you want, if you think this is just some old 88-year-old Baptist preacher rambling on, you're right, I am rambling on with Jesus Christ. Prepared. My mother prepared her grapes, and the Creator has prepared his people. Think about it. Think about the Bible. Think about what a precious help this thing is to us. This book. It's no excuse. Just as the writers like Jude tells us, in God's holy word, we look out there, we see people destroying people. We see people pulling down historical images they don't agree with. You see people burning other people's businesses. We see, and we say, oh, isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Yes, it is. And we're told by Jesus Christ, when his disciples came and said, what's it going to be like? What's it going to be like? Is it going to get better? And he said, no, my friends, before I come again, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Isn't that what he said? I believe it is. And he talked about the weather, and he talked about all those things. But he said, it's going to get worse. Remember, after he was resurrected and his disciples gathered around him and said, now will the kingdom be given back to Israel? What were they thinking about? They were thinking about themselves, not the poor, lost world. We need to think about those things, people. There is no excuse. Just as the writers like Jude tell us. It's all around us. What kind of witnesses are we? Oh, you don't have to preach to them. You don't even have to speak to them. Live before them. Love others. Help others. And don't go through life. What am I going to do? I'm 88. I can't sleep good like any. You say, oh my goodness. Hey, I'm prepared. Are you prepared? It helps to be prepared. And I can't prepare myself, so God did. Isn't that great? Well, the born again creation is truly prepared. School, Bible class, prayer, business meetings, teaching. And one thing I love about this little church on the corner, we still meet for prayer meetings on Wednesday night. We still have Bible study on Friday. We still have services in Sunday school, morning and evening services out of the church. We still support missions. Prepared. Number four. We, as a well-oiled machine, are maintained. Amen. Kept, protected, prepared, maintained. And number five, set aside. Yes, we're set aside, beloved. The church body of Jesus Christ is here for God's personal use. God uses his church. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, we do this, we do that. It's all about God, not about us. It's all about God's people, God's ministry, not ours. It's all about God. It is not about denominations. It's not about money or power. It's not about size or race. It's not about us. It's about God. God who keeps us. God who protects us, God who maintains us, prepares us, and God who has put us aside for his own use. Jude 1, verse 2, verse place. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. What Jude is telling us this morning is this. From in the beginning God, in Genesis 1:1, to Revelations 22:20, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. It is truly